In the lunchtime edition, yet another security incident at a school. Teachers at the Hildas King Primary claiming a parent came onto the compound and threatened a teacher. The BUT dispatches officials to the school to look into the situation, but reiterate their call for enhanced school security. Sharon Primary School in a state of grief as a female teacher dies after collapsing at the school yesterday. The new leadership of the Band Leaders Association to meet shortly with culture officials to discuss Grand Kudumut, which they believe is at the crossroads. And Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament today. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, dispatched representatives to the Hildas King Primary School in St. Philip this morning after teachers there said they were feeling unsafe due to a parent allegedly coming onto the compound and threatening a teacher. The Ministry of Education is also looking into the matter. Our Tanisha Rockyaw is at Hildas King.
Starcom Network News understands that the principal of the Hildas King Primary School is at this hour meeting with the teachers and ancillary staff at the St. Philip Institution. Now, this follows reports of a male parent being aggressive to a teacher to the extent that police had to be called in. While children remain in the classroom, I've observed the gates were locked by the principal. It is understood that officials from the Barbados Union of Teachers and the Ministry of Education are also in the meeting with the hope of finding a resolution. Attempts to get a comment from the principal were unsuccessful. Reporting from the Hildas King Primary School, Tanisha Rockia, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, the General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Giddens, tells Starcom Network News school security remains a major concern.
Yes, from the union standpoint, the union over the years have been urging the authorities to ensure that schools are adequately supplied with security in terms of a security guard. You know, we have had pushback from the Ministry of Education, who always indicates that that is a matter of defense and security in terms of the supply of the security guards. I know that a couple of years ago, a number of guard huts were built at schools, and to date, some of those guard huts has actually gone into disrepair, and those schools do not have security guards.
He says the issue of security at schools seems to be getting more attention in recent weeks, and he believes this is very much needed.
In recent times, over the last week, we were asked to supply the names of schools that are without security guards, and I'm hoping that this query would be given a positive response by the ministry in relation to the supply of security guards at schools. The society has definitely changed. We are seeing a lot of violent crimes, and obviously the school being a microcosm of society, we can expect that some of this may creep in to the schools. So some level of security would be important for the BUT for all schools. Not that they can stop everything from happening, but at least it gives that measure of safety to the occupants. And we are hoping that the authorities would take security in schools extremely seriously going forward.
The General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Giddens, in the lunchtime edition. The Ministry of Education has dispatched grief counselors to the Sharon Primary School in St. Thomas after a female teacher who reportedly collapsed on the job yesterday subsequently passed away. The Education Ministry's communications specialist, Gaynell Marshall, says the school has been closed for the day.
Students and teachers at the Sharon Primary School were faced with tragedy this morning with the sudden death of a member of their teaching fraternity. Upon receiving the news, the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training dispatched counselors to the school to assist grieving students, teachers, and staff. The ministry further took the decision to close the school for the remainder of the day, allowing parents and guardians to collect their children. We extend deepest sympathies to the family and friends of our late colleague as we continue to provide the necessary support for the students, staff, and parents of the Sharon Primary School.
The Ministry of Education's communications specialist, Gainel Marshall. The Barbados Association of Masqueraders and Bandleaders has new leadership, and they will be meeting shortly with cultural officials on the future of the Crop Over Climax event, Grand Cadument, which they believe is at the crossroads. Brian Worrell, bandleader of Colors Cadument Band, was elected as the new head of the association when elections were held last night. He replaces Jason Thompson. Mr. Worrell tells Starcom Network News they will be focused on improving the festival.
We are a kind of a crossroads for Grand Cadument. We got to try to improve the brand and the product. So this is going to be a very interesting year for coming off of the 50th year as well. It will be a very interesting year for Masquerade in Barbados next year. So we put together the executive, and we're looking forward to the challenge for next year to make things a lot better for the road. We first going to reflect on this last crop over pass that we had here. We also going to be looking at ways to improve Barbados' standing in terms of the masquerade product in the region, and how we can reclaim some of what we've lost in terms of that market share, in terms of Barbados being a destination for mass, and try to get those numbers for locals as well increase on the road, because we've seen a steady decline in locals participating in Grand Cadument.
There will be meeting shortly with the officials responsible for Crop Over.
Yeah, we have to officially reach out to them today just to notify them of the change of guard in terms of the executive. And then we will be looking to have the postmortem, the Crop Over postmortem meeting, which was postponed a few weeks ago. So we'll be reaching out to just let them know we have a new executive and send correspondence to the effect that we'll be looking forward to the post-mortem meeting for Grand Cadument, and then starting to make plans towards Crop Over 2025 from there.
Brian Worrell, the new president of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders and Band Leaders, and Canadian lawmakers are set to vote on a motion that could bring down Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government and trigger an election, though it is unlikely to pass. Today's no-confidence vote is the first in a series of similar votes expected to be put forward by the opposition Conservative Party amid Mr. Trudeau's plummeting approval ratings. The motion is expected to fail, as the leaders of two other political parties, the New Democratic Party and the Bloc Québécois, have indicated they will not support it. Our top stories. Yet another security incident at a school. Teachers at the Hilda's King Primary claiming that a parent came onto the compound and threatened a teacher. The BUT dispatches some of its officials to the school to look into the matter. The Ministry of Education also investigating the circumstances. The BUT, meantime, reiterates their call for enhanced school security. Sharon Primary School in a state of grief after a female teacher dies. She collapsed at the school yesterday, reportedly. And the new leadership of the Barbados Association of Band Leaders and Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, the new president, they meet shortly with culture officials to discuss Grand Cadument, which they believe is at the crossroads. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at StarcomNetworkNews on Instagram and Facebook now.